And it's not too far away from the long weekend, which means At the Bay is coming up, and Amy from the District Council of Tumby Bay joins us. Amy, good morning.
Hey Keith, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. Everyone's up ready for At the Bay, and the Street Art Festival is one of the big attractions.
Absolutely. We're very excited because we have some announcements happening today for the artists who are going to be a part of the Colour Tumby Street Art Festival. We already know Ashton Pilmer from Port Lincoln is going to be a part of the lineup, so he was announced last week, and he's got a really inspiring story of how he got into street art, which we've got on our Facebook page and things. But yeah, exciting to be hearing who else will be involved later today.
That is certainly something to look forward to, and we know that At the Bay is going to be bringing in a little bit of the Adelaide fringe to the Eyre Peninsula.
That's right. It's the newest element in the mix for our long weekend in March, which has always been a bit of a showcase for Tumby Bay, but yeah, it's taking it to the next level this year. So tickets are selling pretty steadily for these awesome shows that are coming all the way from Adelaide.
Certainly looking forward to the Sinatra one in particular. And the Tumby Trail is going to be set up. What's involved in the Tumby Trail?
Yeah, so the Tumby Trail is just that. It's showcasing the best of Tumby Bay. We've got some amazing food and wine from all over the Eyre Peninsula. Going to be based in a few hubs along our trail. Then we have at least 50 market stalls that have come from as far as Whyalla, Elliston, Streaky Bay, Port Lincoln, and of course locals. And and that will also include some of the fringe as well, because we have an art exhibition by a lady called Bianca Kennedy, who's got a show called Sugar Sweet, and that's at a place called Praxis Art Space in Adelaide, but she's actually bringing out a sample of her stall to be installed on various parts of our Tumby Trail, so that's really exciting.
Speaking with Amy Williams from the District Council of Tumby Bay this morning about At the Bay coming up on the March long weekend. You've also got a website and phone app to go with it.
That's right. So we're just bringing this event into the modern age and with our concept of a trail-type event where we want you to follow the yellow brick road, as they say, we're using our website and a smartphone app that's available on Apple and Android app stores. And so that will include an interactive Google map for our event, so you can click on each of our stall holders and features and things and go and check out what they're about and make sure that you don't miss anything exciting that you're interested in.
And something like this, the size of At the Bay, can't be put together without quite a few supporters.
Absolutely, and we're really, really grateful that we've had some event partners come on board in a short lead-up time and believing in what we know will be an amazing collaboration. So we're really grateful to have support from 5CC, from Masterplan Urban Planners, Iron Road, Peninsula Ports, Cave Civil and Environmental Services here in Tumby Villas and Smith Haulage, and can also give a big shout out to the people who are partnering with us on this weekend. So that's Tumby Bay Progress Association, Colour Tumby Street Art Festival, Juddy Roller, Adelaide Fringe, and their brewing partner this year, which is Pirate Life Brewing.
Certainly no shortage of people and organisations supporting At the Bay coming up on the March long weekend. Amy Williams, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks.